This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The new HBO show Looking is earning praise for its realistic look at the lives of four gay men in San Francisco. But for others, realistic is just another word for boring. After years of groundbreaking programming like Queer as Folk, The L Word, and Will and Grace, and a whole channel dedicated to gay programming called Logo, can a gay TV show even be newsworthy? Joining us to discuss this is Slate TV critic June Thomas. Hi, June. Some people love this show. Some people hate it. Where do you stand?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I certainly don't have any feelings of hatred for it. I think it reflects the times that we're living in. It reflects San Francisco in this moment of the strange response to the tech people in the middle of that city. And I think it also reflects the current moment in gay America, where there were not in so much a moment of activism in a place like California that seems like they're really aware of social media and all those other kinds of things. But I also think that it is just a little bit boring.
Why is that?
Well, I think this whole need to move away from previous versions of gay life that we've seen on television, which perhaps had more flamboyant gay characters, has kind of rounded off some of the interesting edges. You know, it's all very well to say, oh, these gay people just look just like straight people. But there's something missing in that formulation.
Looking is drawing a lot of comparisons to Girls and to Sex and the City.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Girls, I think, is perhaps even intentional because the two are paired together by HBO. And I think one of the things they definitely do have in common are that they look at the lives of people who are still finding themselves, 20-year-olds. The people in Looking are a little bit older, a little bit more stable, but it seems to be made by people that really are experiencing that part of life themselves right now.
I understand Looking doesn't have a lot of sex scenes or nudity. That's unusual for a show on HBO. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, there's some. There's definitely intimacy. I think there's a problem, though, with what it's considered okay to show of the male body.
We mentioned several other gay shows that premiered more than a decade ago and are no longer on the air, but when those shows came out, they were considered groundbreaking. How does Looking stack up against, say, Queer as Folk?
You know, Queer as Folk was much more part of self-consciously in a gay environment. There was spent a lot of time in gay bars. And again, I don't want to suggest that there's no time in gay culture, but it does feel like it's a post-DOMA age. It's not to say that there's no homophobia, but you do have this feeling that these characters are living through a time where they do have more freedom than the people in Queer as Folk have. You know, these are people going about their lives and not just their gay lives.
Hmm. Switching gears a bit, the sixth season of RuPaul's Drag Race is premiering next month. It's the exact opposite of Looking. If Looking aims for subtlety, there's nothing subtle about RuPaul and the search for America's next drag superstar. Are you looking forward to that one?
Oh my God, so much. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I think you're absolutely right that it's the exact opposite of Looking. If Looking is about assimilation and rounding off those dramatic edges, the Drag Race is absolutely the opposite. It's about celebrating the very specific parts of gay culture that the drag world you know, is known for. And there's just a lovely sort of chintziness and cheesiness to the show, and it's also incredibly funny.
June Thomas is Slate's TV critic. She joined us to talk about the new HBO show, Looking. Thanks so much, June.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.